great oil and filter specials at CarQuest Auto Parts. Get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a CarQuest red oil filter for just $19.99 after mail-in rebate. Upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage oil and a CarQuest red oil filter for $21.99 after rebate. Or 5 quarts of Pennzoil platinum full synthetic oil and a Bosch premium plus oil filter for $32.99. Now through March 29th at participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner every month, talk to Cartridge World. With 600 stores, we're home and office printing pros, and we'll help you save hundreds of dollars. Our ink and toner costs about 30% less than the superstores. 30%. Cartridge World. We're home and office printing pros. Give us a call and save every time you print. Up to 30%. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
From the CenturyLink Center in Omaha, Doug Duda, Jimmy Langan, Larry Baker's going to be alongside as part of our Doug and Daddy Show on this Friday here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Got a good crowd on hand again for day two of the State High School Wrestling Tournament. Coming up a little bit later on the program, we'll talk with Steve Anderson. Fodder Park opens up today in Grand Island. Great girls sub-district basketball action was played last night. I've heard nothing but unbelievable comments from Kearney High on the game between the two undefeated girls teams in Minden and Kearney Catholic, where they packed the gym, and I think that's a good thing. You know, if you can have it in a bigger venue, I know a lot of people said, well, why didn't we move this game to UNK? Well, there's a whole lot of reasons, and games have been moved there. If it was a district final, folks, and Jimmy, you can chime in with me here. If it was a district final where you kind of set it up ahead of time, but the sub-districts are set up by the state before the season even begins, and there's a reason Kearney High wanted to host that, and they got that.
Yeah, you know, and really you have no control over what you get. When I was at Sumner Eddyville Miller, we would try to get things, and sometimes we'd get Class D1 volleyball, you know, at our school. And so we were a smaller school, and we were getting schools that were a little bit bigger than us coming in and playing. But you don't know who's going to come. So when Kearney High applies for it, they may not give them a C1. They could give them a D1 game. But, you know, a D1 went to Kearney Catholic, and the C1 went to Kearney High this year.
And we are some great games. Everything that we had on the radio last night, Elm Creek Overton goes to overtime. St. Cecilia Blue Hill is a one possession game, 2 points. And then Kearney Catholic and Minden wins that one in a close one last night. They had a good lead at halftime and ended up winning that basketball game. Let's start there, and then we'll get into wrestling. We'll get into what else is going on here today. But when it comes to the district finals, they are next Friday. The girls have quite a bit of time off, and here are the pairings. I'll run them all down for you. We've got listeners from everywhere. So in C1, all these games next Friday, Syracuse and Lincoln Lutheran will play at Norris High School. Platteview and Bishop Newman will play at Elkhorn South. Fairbury will play Columbus SCOTUS, no site yet. Wayne and Pierce will play at Norfolk Northeast Community College. Minden and Grand Island Central Catholic will play at Hastings College, and those games are all at 7 o'clock. Then out west, Hershey and Shadron will play at 7:30 Central Time at Sydney High School. In Class C2, Palmyra will play UTAN, site to be determined. Pender will play Homer, site to be determined. Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family will take on Shelby Rising City at Columbus Community College. Sutton and Hastings St. Cecilia will play at Hastings High. And Ravenna will play Dundee County Stratton at North Platte. Those games are all at 7 o'clock. Plus, Crofton will be playing Ainsworth, site to be determined. In D1, again, these games are Friday. Bruning, Davenport, Shickley will play Friend, site to be determined. Scribner-Schneider will take on Emerson Hubbard, site to be determined. Red Cloud will play Humphrey St. Francis at Grand Island Central Catholic. Sandhills Thedford will play Boyd County at Burwell. Elm Creek will play Arapahoe at Lexington. And Hemingford will play Sutherland at the Sydney Middle School. All of those games tip off at 7 o'clock Central. And in D2, Fall City Sacred Heart will play Diller O'Dell at Pawnee City. Meade will play Bancroft Rosalie, site to be determined. Ewing and Why Not will play in Wausau. Giltner and Bertrand will play at Gibbon. Juanita Palisade will play Crawford at Alliance. All of those games tip off at 7 o'clock. We have made our radio determination, and here are the games that you'll be able to hear. Here on ESPN Radio, Giltner Bertrand on 1230 KHAS, St. Cecilia and Sutton, and on Classic Hits 98.9 Ravenna and Dundee County. Those are the games we will have next Friday. And, Jimmy, some of these games are going to be good, but as good as the games were last night, some of the matchups may not be as good in the district final as we had in the sub-district.
Well, I think that's definitely true. I'm not for sure how the C1 thing pans out, but I do know at one time that Kearney Catholic, Minden, Fairbury, and Shadron looked like the four teams that were in the area that were going to be getting the wild cards if needed. You know, if they needed them, those were the four. So if Fairbury and Shadron win, Kearney Catholic will then get the first wild card for sure. And then that doesn't matter even how some of the other games are pending. You know, there's a lot of those teams that are like 11 and 11 out there and 12 and 12, and I haven't gone in and figured that out yet, Doug. But it looks like, you know, the Fairbury-Shadron games are the keys right there.
Yeah, Kearney Catholic is in. They're setting in the two slots still this morning, followed by Fairbury, Shadron, and Platteview. In C2, Crofton is number one of the wild cards, and Hastings St. Cecilia is number two. Pender's number three. So St. Cecilia has pretty much guaranteed themselves a wild card. Because remember last year, St. Cecilia was one of those teams that everybody just kind of penciled in. They played Wood River, who was a sub-500 team, and Wood River took them to double overtime before St. Cecilia was able to win it. For Blue Hill, they are sitting in the eighth slot in the wild card. And I'm like you, Jimmy, I haven't here at wrestling, I haven't crunched all the numbers, but I don't think Blue Hill is going to have a very good shot at getting in with a wild card, because you got Crofton and Pender up there and a couple of those other teams. They're going to need a lot of things to happen. Blue Hill deserves to be there. They're 20-2, and both losses are to St. Cecilia, who's either the best or the second best. I think it's Crofton, St. Cecilia, and the rest of the field.
Yeah, and you're probably right on that. There's no doubt. Sutton beat Superior last night, 44-41, and those two teams have gone back and forth and have had close games, and there's not much difference between those two teams, too. And this time Sutton ended up getting the win. Superior was the conference champion.
And Giltner is also in the fine shape for a wild card. They're in the two slot in D2. But for all the good basketball we've had, Jimmy, there's not going to be a ton of teams make it down to the state tournament. There'll be that where we've seen in the past, but right now it looks like St. Cecilia, Minden, Kearney Catholic, Giltner all are in, have punched their tickets to Lincoln.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think you're definitely correct on that, on Kearney Catholic. Like I said, Fairbury and Shadron, there might be a way for them to steal the two seed, you know, in the state tournament away yep. from one of those. But it doesn't matter. It'd be nice in this area if Kearney Catholic and Minden did not have to play in the semis. You know what I mean? Let's see if they want to get there. Let's let them get to the finals.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. That's the good thing. Kearney Catholic can be no worse than a three seed. We do know that. So it just kind of depends who they draw in the opening round of the tournament. It kind of looks like if Hershey would happen to get in, they might be the team that would be in that six or seven slot and play a Kearney Catholic. Minden, it just kind of depends. If anybody pulls an upset, obviously they're going to play the eight seed. But What a sight it was last night to sell out at the Kearney High. They said basically if you weren't there 40 minutes before tip-off, you weren't in. I saw the photos. The line was down the hill for anybody that's ever been at Kearney High. Down the hill is a long, long way, Jimmy. I mean, that's a full city block.
That is definitely amazing. You know, Doug, way back, and I'm just going to age me a little bit, but way back in the 1970s, Cozad, Lexington, Imperial, not Chase County, at that time it was Imperial, Gothenburg Minute had a district tournament in Class B at Cushing Coliseum, and you had to be there around 4:30. I'm not talking 5:30, I'm talking about 4:30 to see the semifinals. It was amazing.
Was that boys or girls?
That was the boys.
See, now that's the point, one of the points I'm making. I don't ever remember, and we've got some great matchups. Boys, yes, you get that. You get the people that travel from towns that have no rooting interest. They just want to see a great game. You get that more with boys basketball than you do with the girls. But I think that really shows what these two teams have done. Not only are they 1-2 in their class, they're both in the all-class top 10. And outside of the Metro teams playing each other in Class A, you never get that in outside of Omaha. I mean, once in a while, maybe if two Lincoln teams happen to be ranked, you'll get an all-class top 10 matchup, but it's never outside of Omaha or Lincoln.
Yeah, what's happened this year between those two teams? And you know what's interesting? You know, they played in that game in November. The two teams played in November in the Jamboree game. And I remember that night, it was kind of packed. I mean, it wasn't like it was here, but it was a lot of people, a lot of interest right there. And people talked about it at that time. They knew Minden was going to be good. Kearney Catholic, you know, had to get a lot of holes filled this year. They lost some people through graduation. And boy, did they come on really good. I think they played in the GICC tournament, and I think it was Lincoln Lutheran, Doug, who they played, and the game was close late in the game, and they came away and pulled away, and the only one Minden had at all year long that was close was the St. Cecilia game.
Well, that's what's going on with basketball. We've got some great boys games tonight. Kearney Catholic, Adams Central will be here on ESPN Radio. The Tri-City Storm is in Lincoln tonight. Then they finally return home after a six-game road trip to play Lincoln tomorrow. Then they go back to Lincoln next week. It's like Lincoln and Tri-City, three straight matches. Plus, the season opens for the Nebraska Danger tonight, the rematch of the United Bowl. They head up to Sioux Falls. I think this is an indicator because, Jimmy, as we know, maybe more from the Storm, the turnover you have every year, there's turnover in this IFL. We know the Danger have a lot of the guys back from last year. Does Sioux Falls have a lot of guys back? Are they going to be contending for the title again?
You know, I think those two teams, just because the way they do things and the way they have their program set up, that they really are a step above everybody else in the league right now. But they're, you know, I know Texas last year had a pretty good team, but I know a couple other teams. Towards the end of the season, some of the players kind of quit or got in trouble, and some of those teams did not compete very well at the end of the season.
Nebraska basketball, two nice wins last night. The women go on the road and beat Ohio State, and the men have won four in a row in conference for the first time since 1999, and they're putting up points too, Jimmy. They're putting up points. Now, I didn't get to watch it, but I heard it was a little physical. There was some scrapping last night.
Yeah, the only thing I know about this, Doug, is I went in at halftime of the game I was refereeing, and we kind of looked it up, and that's what they said. It said it was extremely loud in there. I mean, the place was going wild, so the people are supporting the Nebraska Cornhuskers right now, and the score was like 55-35 at the time, so, you know, I kind of lost interest in following how the game progressed. But I did see in the World Herald that one of our players was on the floor with an injury. It didn't look like it was going to be serious, but he definitely was on the floor with an injury.
Yeah, Walter Pitchford.
That's who it was, yes.
You just said something, Jimmy, that tells us that Nebraska basketball has changed. You lost interest in a Nebraska basketball game because they were winning by too much. It has been because they keep getting blown out by too much for the past decade. You, and I'm sure that is good for a lot of, you know, a lot of people felt the same way. Yeah, we were up 20, so I quit paying attention. I mean, can you imagine us thinking that just last year, that we'd be going, Yeah, Nebraska keeps winning.
You know, about the only time I've ever done that is when they're playing the preseason games, you know, in November, where they were taking on, you know, anybody in the nation, McNeese State or somebody, you know, and you're going, hey, we're up 20, so you lose interest. But, yeah, never in a conference game.
That Northeast Coastal Carolina State at Virginia or something, you know, all those directional schools.
Yeah, no kidding.
Before we take our first break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, we want to say we've got the Midtown Mart cooler question to look at, and we are going to tell you about that. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday we asked you, with the NBA trade deadline upon us, which trade deadline is the most exciting? Which do you like? Do you pay attention to? And yesterday a majority of the voters did go with what I thought, and that was baseball, 58%. 25% said the NFL, which surprises me. 17% said the NBA. I said baseball, I believe is how it was, basketball, hockey, football. That was kind of the way I rated him, because you just hardly ever see any trades in the NFL. But today's question is, how interested are you in the NFL Combine, kind of wall-to-wall coverage on the NFL Network? Are you watching TV coverage? Are you interested in hearing the major stories, or you just don't care? That's our Midtown Mark Cooler question for the weekend at ESPNSuperstation.com. How interested are you in the NFL Combine? Jimmy, I'm interested when Jared Crick is going through the NFL Combine, a Husker that I know and care about. You know, I'm interested in the NFL Combine. So I want to know how the Huskers did. I'll pay attention to how Johnny Manziel did, some of the names, but I sure am not interested in sitting there and watching it for five straight hours.
Yeah, I just hope Johnny Manziel has a good combine. I don't want him to lose any stock. It'd be really nice for me, Doug, if he could finish in the top five votes. Be selected in the top five. Really nice for me if he'd be one of the first five selected.
I have no idea what you're talking about. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, Larry Baker's going to jump in here. We'll give you some updates on what's going on here at the State Wrestling Tournament in Omaha. And a little bit later on in the show, the voice of Fauner Park, Steve Anderson. Jimmy, I know you're jacked up. We'll talk about it when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
J-E-R-S-E-Y-S, go!
Place him up.
Straight away, three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
It's pull it over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey's Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up, got it, the buzzer. Oh, my.
Third.
O'Reilly. Sign up to become an O'Reilly O Rewards member today and start earning instantly. O Rewards members earn $5 back for every $150 they spend, so if you haven't become a member yet, what are you waiting for? It's fast, easy, and free. O Rewards, it's your road to exclusive offers only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with a high temperature of about 53. Northwest winds will become gusty this afternoon around 20 to 35. For tonight, with partly to mostly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 21. I'm Paul Fradley. Right now, it's 45.
All right, already the show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream so
Doug and Daddy Show rolling on. on our Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth is at the CenturyLink Center in Omaha yesterday and today, and we'll hear tomorrow as well for the finals of the state wrestling tournament. Right now, second round, WrestleBacks consolation round for classes B and C are going on. Don't forget live coverage of the semifinals. 5 o'clock is when the whistle goes off this afternoon. We'll be on the air about 4:45 on Classic Hits 98.9. Larry Baker, Bill Lentz, Jeff Babel are all with me here in Omaha, and you should see these guys putting pencil to paper and looking at computers, and it is unbelievable. We are ready for some great semifinals. And, folks, if you are ready for the 2014 season, you're putting everything together. It's going to be time to get in the field here, the next big warm-up that we have. And how would you like to be able, when it's all said and done, to make sure your crop is well irrigated and you don't have to just keep an eye on it 24/7. In fact, with T&L Irrigation's Precision Point Control 3 with GPS, they'll help keep control of it and keep an eye on it 24/7. The TLPPC3 allows you to control speed, direction, and gun at auto stop locations with the GPS right from your home. The TLPPC3, combined with T&L's continuously moving hydrostatic power design, will give you the assurance of uniform water application, improved crop production, and effective irrigation system management. So for more information about the Precision Point Control 3 system or other pivot control management systems from T&L, contact your local T&L dealer, or you can go online to find out more at TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and easier on you for a lifetime. Here's the deal, folks. You know you've got your – I'm just waiting. We're out at Golf League. Oh, hold on. Before I hit here, I've got to take care of my pivot system on my mobile phone. Okay, now – and that's how quick it is. Now it's time to knock another one down the fairway or catch a fish or play some softball or maybe just hang out with the kids. It helps you out at Fired up, are you, for Fonner Park?
What's that? Did you ask me how fired up I am? I'm ready. Every year I'm ready for Fonner Park. That's the only time I'll go out and scoop a ton of snow so I can get my car out so I can continue to get there.
Well, right now, Larry Baker joins me here on the Doug and Daddy Show live in Omaha where the state wrestling tournament is continuing. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Doug.
How you feeling? How's everything going? What do you think about this wrestling today?
I feel good. I tell you, it's been a good day so far. This is always an interesting round. These guys that got beat yesterday coming back and fighting their way through. I will just say one thing about the combine. I'm somebody that likes to watch wall-to-wall coverage, and only for one real reason, Doug. I like to see how these guys compare to my athleticism, and I do kind of keep track from year to year if guys are catching me or not.
Have you found one that is less athletic than you?
No.
Let's take a look at the first thing here. Let's recap what happened yesterday. There are two team races, as expected, that are still there in Class A and Class C. And things got real interesting in A, and one of the reasons they got real interesting in A is because Grand Island did not have a good day.
You know, that's kind of the thing. I thought a ton about this last night after we got done with the wrap-up show.
Didn't have their usual day.
No, and I mean, the thing is, when you really look at it, I think the interesting piece to this, yesterday when you asked me on the show to make a pick, I wanted to say Millard South so bad to pull one kind of out of nowhere, and I still don't know that they're going to win it. Omaha North's going to have a bunch of points, but really the story is kind of how Grand Island and Kearney kind of spit the bit. You know, Grand Island's team's good enough to win the state meet, even with some of the issues they had through the season, and they just didn't perform yesterday. Kearney, their frontline guys, did their job, but those guys that needed to win matches for them to put themselves in position to win this state tournament didn't do that. So when I say spit the bit, when you get down here, you've got to perform. Those two teams, by not doing what they needed to do, really opened the door for North, Millard, South. Now, Grand Island could come back in here today. Tons of experience, have been to a lot of big tournaments. They've wrestled in big-time tournaments here. They could catch fire and score a bunch of points coming through the back door. Probably unlikely, though.
A lot of that happened are your 6-4, your 4-3 type of matches, 2-7-6. There was quite a few losses for Kearney and Grand Island, and even for Hastings High yesterday, one or two of the kids that they expected to maybe pick up another win or two and still can today lost a lot of one-point matches.
Where that thing I thought really turned yesterday was actually in a match that they never thought they were going to get. We're talking about matches that they lost that they probably should have won, where I believe that round or day one turned for them was when they lost to Brandon Kyle from Hastings. That's a match that they're not going to win. And all the way through the third period, if the ground wrestler gets out, he's in good shape there. They win, but then they go into overtime all the way to the ultimate tiebreaker, and Grand Island gets to choose down. It's the dream situation, and they get ridden out by Brandon Kyle and lose. And that's on paper. That's what was supposed to happen, but you need matches like that to win a state meet. If they win that match, that may spark them a little bit, and it can get them going, and it just didn't. And they were very flat yesterday. Their frontline guys did their job. None of their frontline guys that they thought they would get big points out of lost, but they just didn't get a big spark.
Let's run down to kids that are in the semifinals from the area. In A for Grand Island, it's Andrew Rojas, Billy Thompson, Edgar Silva, and Chase Reese. For Hastings, it's Brandon Kyle and the defending champ, Nolan Laux. For Kearney High, Isaac Stansberry, Damon Rodriguez, and Dante Rodriguez. And Dante getting his 150th career win in the opening round last night.
Yeah, he's just been dominant, Doug, at all the way through. You know, even as a freshman, he gets beat in the finals, of course. Well, we know about that. But he's been very dominant. He's looked good. He's slick. I don't see a situation where he slips up at all.
In Class B from Adams Central, Derek Lineski, Jack Berry, and Alex Meyer. From Aurora, Eli Bricker. From Cozad, they've got five semifinalists. They set in second entering today in Class B. They won't be there at the end of this round because they only have one kid wrestling to get any points, and Escamilla lost. So Jacob Hoffman, Brian Messersmith, Clay Trejo, Hank Flaster, Alex Baritska are all in the semifinals for Cozad. For Holdridge, it's Jacob Pfeiffer. And for Lexington, it's Alam Alvarez and Dakota Hernandez. Again, Scott leading B by a wide margin over Cozad. It's very tight between second and seventh in Class B. In Class C, Kearney Catholic, Alex Cantrell, Adam Keating, Thomas Conley were all in the finals last year, and they are all in the semifinals tonight. Also, we have Minden's Quinn Rutt. We will have other semifinalists, Michael McCann, Jeremiah Dickinson, Brady Husenfeld is from Centura, from Central Catholic, Caleb Pukacher, from Sergeant Burwell, Dakota Harvey, and Evan Gideon, and Brooke Huffman. Shelton Kennesaw has David Jimenez and Michael Duffy in the semis. Also in the semifinals, David Gross of St. Paul, and for Wood River, it is Taylor Erpelding and Colby Spees. David City has a 14-point lead over O'Neill. Kearney Catholic is in eighth. Shelton Kennesaw and Central City were tied for 10th.
Yeah, and this Class C race is shaping up just like it always does, Doug, where it's very tight and every match will matter. I really see this thing coming down. You know, as these rounds have progressed, Valentine has now moved where they're in about 6 points of the lead, Doug. And I see Valentine and O'Neill really pushing David City. I picked David City yesterday because I think they have the depth. But as I look at this, David City's going to have to get some guys into the finals and win some of those finals matches. And I don't know if I see that. When you look at that, Varela's probably going to get through to him. I think he'll get beat by Conley. I mean, just I look at this. David City's going to need, and O'Neill for that matter, is going to need to find a way to get some big points. Class C race is going to come down to the end. O'Neill and Sergeant Burwell are going to factor into this thing.
And in Class D, history continues to be made by Amherst. They have run away with 103.5 points on the opening day. They will not be caught. That's a 62-point lead after day one. And they won, all 14 of the kids came, and they all won their first round match last night.
Yeah, it wrestled great. I mean, they won 18 in a row. It was an incredible run. Situation where if you really look at it, they probably should have 11. You know, the coach in you sees that. Here's the thing I'm going to say about Amherst. I said this last night, and I'm going to say it today. They're going to take it on the chin a few times today, and I think it's important. Now, it doesn't necessarily matter to the public. The public's going to say, geez, they fell apart. When you have that many wrestling at this level, you're going to lose some. They need to make sure that an avalanche doesn't get started, Doug, because you lose a couple of those, and after what happened to them last year on Friday night, you don't want that avalanche to start. Negative thoughts lead to negative actions, and when you see those negative pictures, it's hard to get those out of your head. Amherst is going to have to come to wrestle tonight.
Yeah, it's like bowling. You're not going to throw a strike every time.
That's exactly right.
So that's
I do.
Amherst semifinalists are Peyton Cumston, Kaylin Klingelhofer, Brian Weeches, Clayton Dana, Logan Dibbern,
Devin Dibbern, Mason Klingelhofer, Chris Rasmussen, and Tanner Hercock. Other semifinalists from the area, Arapahoe's Tanner Wernsman, from Arcadia Loop City, Wyatt Lane, from Eustace Farnham, Aaron Heffley, and Chris Worth, from Harvard, Colton Ives and Dallas Dupnik Jr., from Overton, Zach Zaleski, from Palmer, Cordell Glaus, and Brett Santine. Pleasanton has two semifinalists, probably for the first time in school history, Trey Keyshaw and Colton Lammers. For SEM, Grant Clausett is in the semifinals, and so is Tyler Bailey of Sutton.
You know, and I'll tell you, the Pleasanton story for me right now, maybe it's because of where we're at, Doug, regionally, I understand that, but they really are the, in a sense, the story. Amherst is setting all the records, and they've flown to the moon and come back and all that kind of thing. But what Pleasanton has done, what Dana Fisher has done at that program, I competed against that program as a head coach for 10 years, and I'm just going to tell you, they weren't very good. And he has built, they've dug their claws in. Matt Pulaski, I mean, there's a lot of guys, community guys in Kearney, that have stuck their nose in that Kearney or Pleasanton program, and it's showing. To see what they did last night, yesterday, I guess it was last night all told, was amazing. They've got two in the big time tonight. They had some big wins, and it's just very good to see those coaches and those kids that are willing to put the time in, willing to dig their claws into the flesh for real, to see it pay off for them.
Here are the results from this morning. We've got B and C. I'll give you the first round, and then we'll be pretty close to the end of the second round by the end of the show. So here's what happened in Class B in the first round. Your winners were Devin Gilliland of Adams Central, Devin Longstead of Holdridge, Mike Wynn of Lexington, Carson Sock of Northwest, Eric Rosman of Adams Central, Tanner Wunsch of Aurora, also Tyler Ziegler of Adams Central, had wins from Caleb Oswald of Aurora, Ty Johnson and Bailey Dishman of Northwest. In Class C, winners from the area were Wyatt Allen of Wood River, Tom Roach of Donovan Trumbull, Teak Edwards of Loomis Bertrand, Connor Berquist of Central City, Dylan Pozoza of St. Paul, Sam Hunt of Southern Valley, Zach McNally of Donovan Trumbull, Lucas Kine, Centura, Joseph Feldner, Kearney Catholic, Brennan Leach, Ord, Austin Brown, Loomis Bertrand. Other winners this morning were Lane Helgoth of Sergeant Burwell, Dakota Devine, Sergeant Burwell, Ryan Newyear of Gibbon, Austin Berg of Wood River, and Blaine Pop of Central City. Eliminated this morning in Class B, Peyton Broderick and Dylan Gilliland of Adams Central, Austin Cooper of Grand Island Northwest, Hugo Escamilla of Cozad, Moises Garcia, Lexington, Brian Sunblade, Holdridge, Craig Hudeberg, Aurora, Jose Ayala, Lexington, and Nicholas Weber of Aurora were all eliminated in the first round. In Class C, eliminated Luke Peterson, Central City, Peyton Leach of Ord, Nate McGinnis of Central Catholic, Clinton O'Neill, Ord, Brandon Wallander, Loomis Bertrand, Elmer Montanez, Shelton Kennesaw, Austin Cradle, Southern Valley, James Fuller of Red Cloud, Blue Hill, Wyatt Thayer, South Central Unified, also Caleb Schaefer and James Mazzurra of South Central Unified were knocked out. Josh Punkacher of Central Catholic, Chris Gard, Kennesaw Shelton, Colton Brown, Gibbon, Matt Jamison, St. Paul, Tyler Gideon, and Trace Gum of Sergeant Burwell were eliminated, as was Andrew Gasling of Minden, and Aaron Bisbee of Gibbon got injured yesterday and had to forfeit out of the tournament. We're going to take a break, and when we return, it's Fauner Park time. Steve Anderson, voice at Fauner Park on opening day. Jim Langan will be back with us when we return.
How to get an amazing deal on a great used car. Start with the most durable, longest-lasting brand in its class. Have it thoroughly inspected by a trained technician and reconditioned to meet Honda-certified standards. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polk U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1988 through 2012 for Honda and competing brands.
Wendy's presents Granada and the Ciabatta.
Wow, your bacon cheeseburger looks different.
It's on toasted ciabatta, Renata. See, she got a ciabatta, he got a ciabatta.
Wow, you all got a ciabatta.
Oh, well, except Greg. Now he's persona non grata.
Go beyond ordinary with Wendy's new ciabatta bacon cheeseburger with chopped roasted tomatoes, Asiago cheese, and a rich garlic aioli sauce, all on toasted ciabatta bread.
I am loving this ciabatta.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on ESPN Radio. Tri-City Storm face Lincoln this weekend. On the road Friday, home Saturday. Hear the action on the Breeze, 94.5. The Nebraska Danger kick off the regular season Friday night at Sioux Falls. In basketball, the Nebraska men will host Penn State Thursday and Purdue Sunday afternoon. The women will be at Ohio State Thursday and host Penn State Monday night. UNK will be at Fort Hays State Saturday, and Hastings wraps up the regular season at Northwestern of Iowa on Saturday. In wrestling, Nebraska has a duel at Wisconsin Friday. Hastings is at the NAIA qualifier in Mitchell, South Dakota Saturday. UNK is off until the regionals. In baseball, Nebraska is in the Pac-12 Big Ten Challenge in Arizona. UNK will play Northwest Missouri State in Coffeyville, Kansas, and Hastings College is at Oklahoma Wesleyan. In softball, Nebraska is out at California. UNK plays four games in Minnesota, and the Hastings College softball team opens the season at the Oklahoma Baptist Tournament. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with a high temperature of about 53. Northwest winds will become gusty this afternoon around 20 to 35. For tonight, with partly to mostly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 21. I'm Paul Fradley. Right now, it's 45.
I got the magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold. Everybody knows I got the magic in me.
And the Doug and Danny Show rolls on here on for Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, Larry Baker. We're here in Omaha. Jimmy's at the studios in Kearney in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or you can visit them online at thinkmidway.com. Don't forget the President's Day sale continues at the Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac location. You've got great deals, not from the President, but from your friendly folks at the Midway Auto Dealerships. Every day, low hassle-free prices and even bigger rebates from the manufacturer. That's the main thing to remember. A lot of these rebates are already added on to the low hassle-free price. Over 500 vehicles are on the lot. New, pre-owned car, trucks, SUVs, makes, models, two doors, four doors, family, single, whatever you need, they're there for you. And the Midway Certified Program comes with a year of oil changes, a 6-month, 60,000-mile warranty on the vehicle, 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And don't forget, free car washes with the purchase as long as you have the vehicle, which is nice this time of the year to get all the muck and guck off of your car or truck. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, we've got Steve Anderson ready to go. Merritt, I have a confirmation on that, so we'll talk with him here in just a moment from Grand Island. But before we get to that, Jimmy, questions. we've had bad weather the last couple of years, which has deterred the meet. But there's always challenges for the first meet of the year, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what, Aqueduct, you know, had horrible weather, and they had to cut down 3 days, and Oaklawn Park missed an entire week because of the weather. You know, so in the United States, the weather was really bad, 2 weeks ago. It's starting to get pretty good right now.
Well, let's bring him in, Steve Anderson, our friend from Fauner Park. Always great to have him on the show. Are you fired up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm down in my three-point stance in case you can't pick up the picture on your radio dial, but it's opening day, and I'm humbled by the fact that you've been able to squeeze me into your show this morning because I know it's a very, very busy day on the sports scene around the state.
Well, we always have time for Fauner Park. Give us an overview, and again, folks, you can always, Steve puts an article in the Grand Island Independent every Friday, and you can check that out, and I really appreciate it, and like the one from last week, but what's it look like right now in Grand Island?
You know, it's like the first day of the baseball season, in my mind, first day of spring. We haven't had a whole lot of luck weather-wise in recent years, but I can remember back when I was covering the local scene on the TV side of things back in the late 70s, that opening day, which came much earlier in February than it does now, would have spring-like temperatures up in the 70s. I can remember going to the racetrack in short sleeves. Never wanted to show off the legs, so I didn't wear the Speedo outfit. But nonetheless, the optimism's running high around here, and maybe higher than I can ever remember it in recent years. And the reason I say that, Doug, is because the industry, the horsemen primarily, really took a couple of high, hard ones on the chin last year with the three-month gap of no racing here in the state of Nebraska. It forced everyone, regardless of what your duties were on the backside, whether you're a rider, a trainer, an owner, a jockey, the guy that shoes the horses, the vets, they had to leave the state if they wanted to survive or get out of the business or just try to maintain financially these horses because they require, you know, 24/7 attention whether they're running or not. And there was not a whole lot of success to report last summer. Once the Omaha two-week meet, which was run last year, they're only going to go 1 week this year. Very few people had success when they left the state of Nebraska. I put Marvy Johnson, who's a local guy here, a trainer that's had all kinds of success over a long period of time in Nebraska, is maybe the only person that actually thrived. He went back to Indiana. He's got some Indiana breds, and he really had a nice summer and fall. But you just can't say that about everybody else. Consequently, with the nice weather that we've had earlier in the month of January primarily, and a lot of these horses have been working out since late December, the track's been lightning fast for the most part. They've come to run. They're hungry. We're all hungry. And, of course, opening day, the competition looks keen. We've got a huge jockey colony with more riders coming in every day. So I think, you know, I sing the same song and dance every year with you guys, maybe sound like a broken record, but advance sales are up, season ticket sales are up here at Fauner Park, group sales are way up, and we come off really three back-to-back-to-back wonderful years at Fauner Park. Everything here locally is heading straight up. You really couldn't ask for more.
Hey, Steve, Jim Langan here. Hey, Steve, I just wanted to tell you that, you know, what you've done for the industry and the way you promote it has really helped. I think it's really important that you continue to do that. My question to you is, what brand of horses have we got out there? Do we have a whole brand of them, or are there a lot of Nebraska bred? Are there a lot of maiden? Are there a lot of non-winners of two, non-winners of three? Or what kind of races are we going to be looking at?
Well, there's always a lot of maidens, Jimmy, as you well know, but not just here, all over the country. Nebraska breds, the population continues to dwindle. There's some concern about the breeding industry here, and rightfully so, because without any alternative gambling, which year in and year out, the state legislature continues to vote out and not support the industry. The breeding industry, the Nebraska breeders have probably taken the biggest hit of all because According to the president of the Nebraska Thoroughbred Breeders Association, Zach Mader, who just lives right down the road here, last year, for example, they had less than 50 foals in the state of Nebraska. Now, you plug in the numbers that are pretty constant over a long period of time, that less than half of these horses that are ever born ever get to the racetrack, and then 10% of those that do get to the track ever win a race. The numbers are not encouraging there, and if we're going to have trouble filling races this year, I'm guessing it's going to be with the young three-year-old Nebraska-bred fillies and the colts and geldings. Nonetheless, you know, there's a lot cheaper horses around the country that absolutely don't have anywhere to run anymore this time of year, Jimmy, even over the course of the whole year. And the big reason why is go to Iowa, you can go to Minnesota, you can go to the East Coast, the West Coast, with alternative gaming now boosting the purse structure throughout the country. A $5,000 claimer is running for $15,000 and $20,000 purses. Thus, what we've witnessed is that $20,000 horses 4 or 5 years ago are now dropping down to the $5,000 level. A legitimate $5,000 horse is not competitive there. So what has happened is these horses have to go somewhere and run. Fawner's kind of a catch pool in that situation. And again, you're going to see horses coming in here from New Mexico, Arizona, from Arkansas that can't compete against that competition, but nonetheless has probably improved the bottom of the kind of horses that we've cut our teeth on handicapping. Jimmy, by the way, you're one of the best handicappers of all time last Sunday. And so it's working for us in that regard. You just wish that the people in the know, the people politically that have the power in the state could do the right thing, give us some kind of alternative gambling to help support not the racetracks per se, but the breeders primarily, the people that grow the hay and all the other straw and everything else they bring to the racetrack. This is an agriculturally based industry, and these folks, I admire them. The tenacity of surviving since the demise of Exarban, which is coming up on the 20th year anniversary, is amazing in itself. Now with no Lincoln, Omaha wanting to run just 3 or 4 days, Columbus still on life support, how they continue to operate, I do not know. Fawner Park's become it's the cornerstone of the industry. Things are good here. I'd love to see them go from 31 days to 60 days or more. It could still happen. Just let us keep this industry alive because things are really booming out here on the southeast part of town.
We're talking with Steve Anderson, voice at Fawner Park, track announcer, and so much more here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Jim Langan on this Friday. This is the opening day. Steve, what is different at Fawner, if anything? I'm always interested in the trainers. I'm always interested in what we've got for jockeys and maybe even anything in the Fawner Park building or betting or anything like that. What do you got for me?
The wagering department, Doug, is probably got the most radical change, and that's a 50-cent pick five jackpot. These kinds of gimmick bets are the answer to the lottery mentality. Bet a little to win a lot. We picked up on this from racing venues around the country that have gone to 20-cent pick sixes. Beulah Park in Ohio got this thing going several years ago. The gist of it is, and we're going to offer it on the last five races of every day, there's a guaranteed $5,000 pool right off the get-go. But to win that jackpot, you have to be the only live ticket at the end of the day, meaning there's more than one live racing ticket. You have to win all five to qualify to win that jackpot. So let's say today 4 out of 5 is the best anybody can do, or there's multiple pick five winners. They split half the money that's wagered that particular day. The other half goes into the progressive jackpot pool. The idea being that it has to be paid out on closing day, guys. And these things, even in small venues like Fawner Park, can get up into the six-figure category down at Gulfstream Park right now. They got a 20-cent pick six. That's the same kind of a wager. Only one person can hit that jackpot. They're up to like $1.5 million. And over the course of time in the last year and a half, they've moved it up to over $3 million. It has to go out on the last day. Can you imagine, guys, if we've got $250,000 and we got to disperse it on Kentucky Derby Day, mayhem, which is already there anyway. The biggest day we've had out at Fawner in the last 25 years was last year's Kentucky Derby Day. It really could be overwhelming. So that particular proposition on the wagering card is probably the biggest news as far as the year is going. We are going to have any day now in-house phone wagering available on our Wi-Fi. It's something that we've been sitting on only because the tow company hasn't been able to test and secure everything that's involved there. But I've seen it down at Tampa Bay Downs. I've seen it up at Canterbury Park in Minneapolis. This is going to be another nice addition. Trainers, they haven't changed much, but all the good old boys, the rock-hard, hard-knocking guys and gals that have been with us for a long time are back. Dave Anderson, Steve Hall, Milt Gady, Larry Dunlin, Marvy Johnson, as I said earlier, they're all back. They've all got nice stables. Chuck Turco's got a horse running tomorrow on the grass called Caneros. Has had two starts at the fairgrounds down in New Orleans already. I love this horse. The Chippy Colony, however, guys, is bursting at the seams. There's over 20 riders in the room right now. The Lisiak brothers, a solid 1-2 punch. They finished first and second the last couple of years in the jockey standings, are back. They're rock solid, but we got some new characters in town in the likes of Shane Collins, Jesse Compton riding back here from Ohio, a young apprentice rider, Travis Donlin. He's the grandson of trainer Larry Donlin, is going to be riding. Greg Schaefer returns. He's been off for 10 years, has had all kinds of physical ailments. He was the rider that was on Leaping Plum when he won all those huge races back in the late 90s, early 2000s. A guy by the name of Braxton Carmouche from Louisiana. Dalton Brown comes in here from Jamaica. I don't know how most of them found Fawner Park. And one person I want to leave with you, and I know you're running out of time, she makes her debut as a rider tomorrow, guys, here at Fawner Park. She's a 20-year-old gal from Ireland, believe it or not, Toria Gandia. Tori, T-O-R-I, Gandia is her name. She won five races at Hawthorne in Chicago last fall, went up to Canada, very successful there, and she is a bright star on the horizon. It's exciting.
Hey, sounds great. Sounds like you've got it going. And hey, on that, if that pick five, if it's not hit that last day, I'm going to look you up. We're going to split some tickets.
By the way, Doug, I want to know if Jimmy's taken you out and bought you the biggest steak in town. You know, he snuck in here last Sunday and took all the money home with him.
He's, you know, I hear a lot of the how close he was stories. I never really hear of how he hit one, you know. So I he's pretty quiet about that. He's humble. He's a humble man.
We had a handicapping contest last Sunday. I noticed Mr. Langan had been sneaking around here the last month or two, sharpening his handicapping tools. And then he just jumped out of the shallow water, more or less, and hit a trifecta at Santa Anita and walked off with our handicapping contest. Four figures.
Is there? Do they get like a belt or a special crown to wear or a trophy? What do they get?
I think he's got a bronze chair. I don't know where he sits at over in the simulcast area, but we got to reserve something for him. He's the king right now.
Jimmy, hey, Steve, we'll let you get to work. I appreciate that. We'll joke with Jimmy here on the air, but look forward to working with you again throughout the entire season, plus daily double reports on our network of stations during the season. Again, shoot us the post times as we get out of here.
Hey, guys, we go at 2 o'clock today, season opener, 1:30 on Saturday and Sunday, and as always, Jimmy Langan, Doug Duda, we can't wait to see you at the races.
He's the best. Steve Anderson, Fawner Park. Jimmy, where does Jimmy Langan, champion handicapper, hang out at the track? Is it by the barns? Do you have your own corner? Give us some skills here.
I'll tell you what. I don't have one place I always hang out at. So, yeah, I try to get to where some TVs are at, or I try to find a track that has a bias. Right now, I think Oakland Park, you know, that's the speed and the rail. Whoever gets to the lead first gets to win. So, you know, I try to stay by that. Maybe I'll handicap that racetrack if I can find a bias. And that's instead of playing all the tracks, I try to find a bias on a track. Last year, I thought Fonder Park, the outside was good. Anything from like the 6 through 10, the outside of the track in 4 furlongs was better than the inside. I think it was the way it was, the tractors went on the track. Whether that was right or wrong, that's why I saw it.
Well, we're going to take a final break here on the Doug and Danny Show, and we will be back right after this with some more updates from State Wrestling.
As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, we'll verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
People from all around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Doug and Danny Show on this Friday. Getting ready for lunch, whether it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, anytime. Big Dally's Deli in Hastings and Kearney can take care of you and your family. And boy, when you bring these wrestlers back from Omaha, they are ready to indulge. Well, get them the half pounder at Big Dally's Deli. It's still healthy, but it is more than enough food for a starving wrestler. And you don't have to be a starving wrestler. You can be waiting in line to get into a basketball game, enjoying the Lopers, the Broncos, or any of your high school athletics with Big Dally's Deli. Having a great sandwich, you can choose whatever you want. You choose the sandwich, you choose the bread, you choose the cheese, you choose the toppings, you choose the dressing. Whether you want to make it a combo meal or not, they've got it all there for you. Big Dally's Deli opens 7 days a week, two locations in Hastings, 801 West 2nd Street, 610 East South Street. One of those is downtown. One of those is right across the street from Duncan Field and in Kearney, 3905 North 2nd Avenue. That's top of the hill in Kearney. Well, Jimmy, we've got so much that we've been talking about, everything from hockey to indoor football to horse racing to baseball to softball to basketball to wrestling. It's an exciting time of the year.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I'll tell you what, is there's some, you know, and you're talking about everything we've talked about. We didn't talk about how important some of these regular season boys basketball games are tonight too, with all kinds of wild card implications, and especially in C2 with Southern Valley, St. Cecilia, Donovan Trumbull, Ravana, teams like that trying to get to the state tournament and got to make sure they got a chance for a wild card. All those games tonight that are played are absolutely critical.
Let's run through just a handful. Again, Kearney Catholic Adams Central's here on ESPN. Some games of interest. Wilcox-Hildreth will be at Amherst. Heartland's at Donovan Trumbull. Elwood is at Elm Creek. Lincoln North Stars at Grand Island. You'll hear the St. Cecilia Centura game on 1230 KHAS. Kearney travels to Lincoln Southeast. Grand Island Northwest is at McCook tonight. Broken Bow Minden, which has meaning for a variety of reasons, more than just being conference rivals. Giving it Overton, two state-rated boys basketball teams. That's a great non-conference matchup that'll be going on tonight. You'll be in Ravenna to see Ord and Ravenna wrap things up. Also tonight, Axtell is at Southern Valley. Central Catholic St. Paul used to be a great rivalry, but St. Paul's trying to rebuild right now. And as Kennesaw is taking on Wood River in an area matchup. There are a handful of basketball games tomorrow, including Holdridge at York, Aurora at Northwest, Pius at Hastings High, and Grand Island at Columbus. Olympics. Canada has taken the lead over the United States hockey team. They're up 1-0 early in the second period in the semifinals. Sweden beat Finland earlier today 2-1. So the winner plays Sweden for gold. The loser plays Finland for the bronze. And what a devastating loss for the American women yesterday, Jimmy. I don't care what the sport is. When you're up 2-0 in hockey with 3.5 minutes to go and get beat, I mean, that's losing a 15-point lead in the final 3 minutes of a basketball game.
Yeah, that one thing about hockey, like you say, is I mean, 2-0, sometimes it's like soccer. It looks like it's an insurmountable lead. But the next thing you know, they came back and lose. Yeah, anytime you're up 2-0, it looks like, you know, that you're going to win, and you might even win 3-0 easier than you're going to win get tied. So, yeah.
All right, well, let's get on out of here with a few more wrestling results that I can piece together here for you in the second round. These kids that win this round will be back at 5 o'clock. The semifinals go on half the mats. The third-round consolation go on the other mats. Those third-round consolation, you win, then you are in for a medal. The semifinalists are already in for a medal. In Class B, Andrew Schilke of Adams Central wins 16-1. Devin Gilliland of Adams Central lost in 3:31. Mike Wynn of Lexington lost 5-1. You're going to get a few losers here, unfortunately. Devin Logston of Holdridge, 4-0. Devin Schmidt of Northwest, 9-2 is defeated. Henry Gonzalez of Lexington is a winner. Eric Rosvit of Adams Central has been defeated. So has Carson Sock of Northwest. Tanner Wanch of Aurora, a 2-0 win over Mark Zesker of Adams Central. Also defeated, Tyler Ziegler of Adams Central, Caleb Oswald of Aurora, Ty Johnson and Bailey Dishman of Northwest have been eliminated. How about some good news? Lexington, Logan Farrell, Edwin Perdoma, and Luis Nunez, all winners, and TJ Dozier of Aurora is on to the next round. In Class C, Teak Edwards of Loomis Bertrand is still going. Wyatt Allen of Wood River and Vinny Pearson of Gibbon were eliminated, 2-1 and 9-7. Tom Roach of Donovan Trumbull wins by a pin in 2:16. Connor Berquist of Central City is 6-0 winner. Dawson Messinger of South Central Unified picks up a win by a score of 9-3. Dylan Pezosa, St. Paul, a 5-0 winner. Sam Hunt of Southern Valley lost in a 3-minute pin. Tucker Berquist of Southern Valley wins by pin over Lucas Kine of Centura in 32 seconds. Zach McNally of Donovan Trumbull eliminated in 2:25. Brandon Treffer of Ravenna eliminated in 1:52. Joseph Feldner of Kearney Catholic won his first match this morning but then eliminated in 4:20. Matt Rojas of Wood River, a winner, 9-5. Jack Duffy of Shelton Kennesaw, a winner in 3 minutes and 28 seconds. Rowdy Moon of Sergeant Burwell beat Brennan Leach of Ord 3-2. Austin Brown of Loomis Bertrand lost 2-1. Ryan Molosik of Central City wins in 2 minutes and 44 seconds. Ryan Newyear of Gibbon has been knocked out 16-9. Zach Oliver, Kennesaw Shelton loses 7-5. Austin Berg, Wood River lost by a pin. Blaine Pop, Central City lost by a pin. Dakota Devine, Sergeant Burwell wins by a pin in 2 minutes and 59 seconds. Let's see if we can update the team scores, at least here in classes B and C. A and D will get going here at the bottom of the hour with the same regimen that we just had, and that means the first round wrestlebacks, all the guys that lost their opening match yesterday, they will be competing, and then they will wrestle right on back at around 2 o'clock before we get our break off here. And we've got updates all day long here on ESPN, Classic Hits 98.9 and 1230 AM KHAS, as we look at the team scores in classes B and C. Let's take a look at C. Valentine has the lead with 62. David City is second with 59. O'Neill is third with 47. Sergeant Burwell, 41.5, and Battle Creek with 41. That's the top five. Kearney Catholic is ninth with 32.5. Central City, 10th. Shelton Kennesaw is 12th. And Wood River is 17th. In Class B, Omaha Scutt had the big lead with 72 points coming in to this round. And the Class B team results will keep Omaha Scutt on top with 80. Plattsmouth has 50. Scottsbluff, 47. Bennington and Cozad are tied for fourth with 45. Adams Central remains ninth with 39.5. Lexington is 10th with 37. And Aurora is just outside the top 20. They are 21st. Jimmy, thanks for being with us again today. Can't wait to get back on Monday. We've got a lot to talk about.
Yes, we do. We have tons to talk about on Monday. And like you said, let's get Creighton and Nebraska men's basketball teams to keep winning, and have good luck to the Lopers too.
And the Broncos, whatever sport you're playing, best of luck. The Husker men and the Creighton men both home on Sunday. So should be a lot of fun out there. And again, don't forget 5 o'clock, the semifinals coming your way. We want to thank Steve Anderson for joining us, track announcer, Fauna Park. If you get a chance, stop by this weekend for some great horse racing. Coming up, we will talk Monday with state wrestling championship coaches, which we already know includes Tyler Herman of Amherst. We're going to talk about the Wild Turkey Federation, their upcoming banquet. Gene Beerbaum's going to be in studio. Michael Sevier of a new online sports talk show in Omaha. We've had him on before, but the NFL Combine going on, and Michael really focused on that. We'll get his thoughts on what's going on. That's among our guests Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show. For Jim Langan, Larry Baker, Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend, everyone.